China's economic growth drops to a 13-year low.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. China released its 2012 figures for economic growth today, and even though the country finished the year on a high note with a slight economic rebound, the official GDP for the year was 7.8%, which, if you can believe it, was the slowest growth in China since 1999. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So 7.8% growth, I have to say, doesn't sound so bad to me, but I know that there are different expectations in China about that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, this year, the slower growth has really been noticeable. On the ground in China this past year, it was really the first time when we started to see things like stockpiles of steel sitting at port going nowhere. Construction was at a halt. This autumn, I visited cities along the Pearl River Delta, where most of the products we buy in the West used to come from. And I saw a lot of empty factories, and I met factory owners who were packing up and calling it quits. So 7.8% GDP growth may sound nice to Americans, but China is at a completely different stage in its economic development than us. You've still got hundreds of millions of people here living on less than $2 a day.
So what is the Chinese government saying about this and what they plan to do to speed up the economy a little bit?
Well, it's interesting because they were trying to slow the economy down about a year ago, and now they're trying to stimulate it a little more. And they're doing it by going back to an old formula about building things. And this formula for stimulus, you know, lots of building, not enough consumption, that's a really unbalanced approach for many economists I've spoken to. And I spoke to Anne Stevenson Yang today about China's strategy, and she reached all the way back to the 18th century to give me one of the more colorful metaphors I've heard from an economist. Here's Anne.
In the 18th century, there were a whole bunch of scientists who were trying to find out how life was animated, and they used to put dead frogs on operating tables and shoot electric current through them and watch them jump. So that's what they're doing to the Chinese economy.
Dead frogs on operating tables. That seems pretty harsh, Rob. Is that really what's going on with the Chinese economy?
Yeah, it was a doozy. Many of the more bearish economists like Anne think that this is happening, that the economy is on life support. But the more bullish economists think the slight uptick in growth this last quarter in China is a sign of good things to come and that any talk of a hard landing has now been dispelled. So you've got two very different takes on China's economic future.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeremy.